Letter number 38 to a religious. Fiat in voluntate Dei. Reverend Mother, I hope you are doing better. Just as dear Jesus brought you sufferings in order to continue a little bit of his life in you, now I hope that the celestial baby with his childlike smiles brings you sanctity in order to continue the life of his works in your maternity. And since our sufferings are in the hands of Jesus, they are files which sharpen us up more in sanctity, brushes that embellish us, love that consumes us. Dear little baby will come all festive to reward you for the pains you have suffered and will remain in you to dwell in you forever, bringing you the divine will as gift. This is the most beautiful wish I can send you. I think you will like it. In this night of Holy Christmas, let us say from the heart a big and repeated fiat. In this way, we will prepare a feast for the divine little one, and he will bring us his own, so we will celebrate together his adorable birth. Now I braid all the daughters together with the mother, and I send my wishes to all by praying to the infant, the divine infant, that he will bring his fiat to all the sisters, giving you the kiss of the fiat. Amen, fiat.
Thank you. So we see that this letter is for Holy Christmas, for Christmas, but you see the message, Luisa Picaretta is able to convey the message, the central point of what the gift of living the divine will is. And is to possess that life operating in us. This is the divine infant that will bring his fiat. It becomes a little bit like repetitive and repetitive that this is the gift that God wants to give us. And even though it's so repetitive and repetitive, and he tells us over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, somehow we don't get it. We understand it. It's difficult for us to understand. And that is, it really shows how darkened the intellect became after the fall. That Luisa Picaretta using these letters, there are other letters that she uses in different ways. For the resurrection, she asks us, you know, may you resurrect with our Lord Jesus. In these letters of Christmas, she will say, may you be born in the divine will. Basically, may you begin living this in this way. May you begin operating in this way. May you realize that God the Father wants to give. This is the greatest gift that God wants to give. Why? Or he can give. Why? Because the divine will possesses everything. The divine will possesses everything that exists. So in that way, we know that we all have the same source, but that he gave us a greater dignity, basically, by endowing us with free will, with intellect, with memory. By being able to grow in his likeness, to become more like he is. And Luisa Picaretta, she teaches this gift in a very simple way, but she goes right to the point. And hopefully we can see that we can make it part of our life. Our Lord Jesus wants to continue his life in us. There is this line here that it says, with his childlike smiles brings you sanctity in order to continue the life of his works in you, in your maternity. He's talking about to these sisters. Our Lord Jesus wants to continue the life of his works through the maternity, through the spiritual maternity, because this is to a religious sisters. So you see that the divine will is not limited to just one vocation. Remember, the divine will is the source of everything that exists. That the spiritual motherhood has its source in God, in his will. That the spiritual and physical motherhood and fatherhood has its source in God's will. That every single vocation has its source in the divine will. So the divine will is able to operate through every single vocation. So he's able to continue his life for the salvation of the world, his life in us, as the Catechism tells us in 2860. That when we pray, that our Father, basically we are asking God the Father to unite our will to that of his Son so that he may continue his work of salvation in the world through us. And then, and since our sufferings are in the hands of Jesus, they are the files which sharpen us up more in sanctity. So every time you encounter difficulties and sufferings and all of this, don't be discouraged. The Lord is sharpening you up, is polishing you up. So this should be our desire then, to become more like Jesus, to be transfigured. I have the image of the baby Jesus. I like to leave it outside. After Christmas, I like to leave the Holy Family, the Nativity, outside. For me, it's a reminder. When I see the child Jesus, of how much God loves us, how much Jesus loves us. And for me, it's a reminder to ask him, make me like you. It should be, we can use this in the cross in this way. Now, we may not have that desire because the cross is, we know that it's suffering. But even when you go to difficult times and you see the cross, just unite. Give this, look at the cross and give a gift to the Lord and you can say, I give you this suffering or I unite my suffering to your cross. So in that way, nothing is wasted. Those are the spiritual acts that can be united. So the Lord is telling us those sufferings, they are sharpening us. The Lord is using those to take away the rough edges, right? To make us holy, to bring us to that state in which we can say, Jesus is operating in me to make us more like him. So to live in the divine will is to arrive to the fullness of Christ, to experience the fullness of Christ in us right here in this life, to be transfigured into him. And basically every act and every suffering and everything that we do, basically they, a little by little, they transfigure us. Remember the our Lord Jesus in the transfiguration, how he showed himself to the disciples being transfigured. It was a prefiguration of what will happen after the resurrection. So this is every single act, every single act is transfiguring us. Then one day we will be able to see that and to understand it. To go back to the passage that we read from Adam, when the Lord says to Luisa, Luisa, now you cannot understand how much and how much good the divine will is able to do in you. So that's why we need faith. And through this letter, Luisa Picarrete is reminding us of that gift that the child Jesus wants to bring to all of us. In the book of heaven, the Lord says, for those who live in the divine will, every day is Christmas. Why? Because with every act, you are being born in the divine will again and again. So let us ask our Lord Jesus to give us the grace to really possess his will operating in us. Let us ask God our Father that through his son Jesus, we may be able to be configured in his son. Through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and the Holy Spirit, grant us that grace in our time. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of us and remain with us forever. Amen.